A failure to clean and maintain its nets led to the collapse at Cook Aquaculture's Cypress Island facility this summer and the escape of 100,000 more Atlantic salmon than originally reported. That's the conclusion of an investigation by three state agencies into the incident. The report says Cook's negligence caused an excessive buildup of mussels and other marine organisms on the net pens. Increased drag overwhelmed the moorings. Commissioner of Public Lands Hillary Franz presented the findings in a press conference in Olympia.
The collapse of the net pen was entirely preventable. Let me be clear, Cook's disregard caused this disaster and recklessly put our state's ecosystem at risk.
The investigation says Cook knew about the problems prior to the collapse, but failed to address them and could have with an early harvest of the fish, increased monitoring, or replacement of nets. And the state did not investigate sooner because they received incomplete and misleading information from Cook. The Department of Ecology has fined the company $332,000 for violations of its water quality permit before and during the net pen collapse. Cook responded, calling the investigation incomplete and inaccurate.